My left knee has become a very biblical knee. It speaks to me and it says, Pastor Wink, if you sit too long all day, it will not be well with you. And you may not have a good day, even tomorrow. So rise and get up once every hour. And it says to Pastor Wink, Pastor Wink, if you do not lose weight, this will continue to be a pain. Pastor Wink, if you turn the wrong way, and you will know instantly that you have done so, it will not be well with you, and you may not remain at work all day. Why are we surprised when our body hurts after we've overdone it? Isn't it amazing? You know, if you had a 3-day holiday and you go to work, you know, after that time, and people are kind of whining and complaining, and they go, I overdid it, you know. Or when you've not worked in the garden all winter, and then you spend a whole afternoon in the garden on the first day of spring, and you're walking around like this. You can use my cane if you need, you know. We act surprised. It is true, and your doctors will say, you need to listen to your body. How many of you have heard that, right? Okay, some of you. The rest of you are too young. When we turn to the scriptures, it's a similar sound, isn't it? You need to listen to God. And we're surprised when we didn't. And it didn't go well. We're like, well, how did this happen? And we're in a mess again. You know? And our hearts are heavy, or our minds are overwhelmed, or we're confused, or we're uncertain, or we're doubting, or we're fearful. Whatever it is, it's unsettling. In the days of Joel, the people were not listening to God. And God was speaking loud and clear. It wasn't mumbled. It wasn't silent. It wasn't in question. It wasn't in a foreign language. He spoke through the prophets so that the people would know, this is what God wants. This is what God will do. This is the Lord your God. That he loves you with an everlasting love. Listen to him so that you may have hope and life and salvation. But the people didn't. And God warned them, you're going to hurt. Just like your bones tell you, right? You know, you pick up something too heavy, ooh, you know, you're going to hurt. Well, God tells us spiritually you're going to hurt, but in the prophet Joel, the words that were given to him was an earthly visual picture, a very physical picture that you are going to hurt. You people who have not listened to God. And in the text, right before today's verses, okay, tonight's verses that you heard, okay, God says he's going to send locusts. Now, y'all think, what's so big about bugs? Okay. Maybe you've seen it illustrated on a television program about nature, or maybe you've seen special effects in the movie, or somehow illustrated. One movie that came to my mind is when a sandstorm came up. I think it was in the movie The Mummy with Brandon Fraser. Okay? You know, all of a sudden, you know, the sand comes up and you can't see, you know, the hand in front of your eyes because it's just so blinding and the roar of the wind is deafening. Well, imagine that with locusts instead of sand. Listen to what God says. In verse 4 of this chapter, he says, I'm going to send locusts. And first will come the cutting locusts. And that will be followed by the swarming locusts. And then the hopping locusts. And then the destroying locusts. And the result will be that there will be nothing left. No flowers, no plants, no shrubbery, no garden, no crop, no harvest, nothing. There will be absolutely nothing. Now, if you imagine that that happened in Tennessee, no corn, no harvest, nothing. Nothing absolutely here. Nothing. No garden sale in the square. You know, nothing. What would happen? What would happen if there was no crop and no trucks bringing in food? What would happen if Aldi and Publix and Kroger's and everything was gone? What would happen? Have you ever tried to go on a diet and your stomach ached because you wanted food? Well, that was by choice, right? Or mandated by family. But there is no food. You don't even get a choice. And when there is no food, that leads to starvation. And when there is starvation, you may have seen it where there was famine in the land and pictures of those who starved and even children with their stomachs distended. You may have seen pictures of that. And then death after death after death. People fall by the wayside. They have no energy to work, but there's no way to eat, to have strength. And God said he was going to send this. And we're surprised. God's going to send this because no longer was God their hope. There was something else that they were hoping in. And no longer was God the one in whom they placed their trust. They were becoming independent, self-sufficient. They were taking care of themselves. They were making their own decisions and their own way in life. And therefore, trusting God was not part of the daily activity, nor weekly, nor even once a month. And God said, don't do that. You are going to hurt. And you are going to hurt beyond measure. And it's going to take that for you to stop what you're doing. I don't know about you, but growing up the way I did with the six kids in the household, and I was one of them, and, you know, how many times did your mom and dad say, don't do that, you're going to get hurt, right? Now, maybe you were a really good kid, okay? I wouldn't have liked you. And you were surprised you got hurt. Well, God's telling his people, his children, you're going to get hurt. Don't do this. And they wouldn't listen, and they wouldn't listen, and they wouldn't listen, and they kept at it, and they kept at it, and finally, the destruction would come. But it wasn't all bad news. Because when, and this was God's promise, when you're finally empty of your pride, when you finally realize that everything you put hope in fails, when you realize what you have trusted for strength is no power at all, when you realize that you have gone in the wrong direction, and that you have no life within you, the call of the prophet is to return to the Lord your God, because he is gracious to you. It is the mom and dad in that sense that told their children, you're going to get hurt. Stop that. One of you is going to get hurt, if not both of you. And they both get hurt. Does mom and dad stop loving you? Well, in some cases, in earthly situations, yes. Unfortunately, families can become ugly. It is the sinful nature at its finest, right? But God, our Heavenly Father, loves you. And it was a call of the gospel that they would turn, not because they all of a sudden became so smart and brilliant and intellectuals and they figured it all out. No, it wasn't by their own thinking. It was by the word of God that touched their hearts, and he changed them to understand that was not the way to go, that God is the only one in whom to believe, to trust, and to follow. And so, in returning to God through repentance, and that word return comes from a Hebrew word, to actually turn. And it's a visual picture, a physical picture, of from turning to the ways of sin and turning to the ways of God, to belief in God. And that change of direction is by the call of God. You know, it's almost like God put his fingers in his mouth and whistled real loud, and he got their attention, and the only reason you look to God is because he whistled for you? Because if he hadn't whistled, you wouldn't have looked? And so by the very call of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, through that call, the people's hearts and minds were changed, and they believed and they turned. And that's where you have, and there would be this prosperity, there would be this blessing. But you have to understand, that doesn't mean temporally. That doesn't mean every dinner's Thanksgiving. What it meant is that there was a new richness in your heart, in your very soul, and in your mind. It didn't mean that the table would always be full, but it meant in here, you would be full. Because you have a God who loves you, a God who forgives you, a God who restores you as his very own. And you have eternal life in his kingdom. That's pretty remarkable, isn't it? But it took, before that light shined in them, it took a darkness. And a plague of locusts is as dark as you can get. And when it clears away, everything is gone. Everything that sustains physical life is gone. And God called them to turn to him so that life, real life, would be restored. And he called them to repent. Our journey during this Lenten series is a journey of listening again and again to return to the Lord our God. And then each one has a phrase for the night. You know, who is gracious? And you'll hear the rest of them on each Wednesday. And it is a call to know that he cares. And it is a call to know there is a better way. There is a right way. And it's called God's way. Now, all of us have some sort of a physical example when we know, and sometimes it's a little late, when we didn't do it the right way. You know, when you lifted something and you didn't lift with your legs, you all of a sudden found out, oh, you know, I shouldn't have done that. Okay? Or you like that commercial from years ago. I don't remember the product, but, you know, it says, try it, you like it. Remember the rest of the commercial? I did, and I thought I was going to die. Yeah, shouldn't have ate the whole thing. Yeah. God says you can learn without having the crisis. You can learn from him. For he seeks to impart wisdom so that our life is not one big mess, but instead that we live in his truth, walk in his grace, live by the power that he gives us of faith, and that we live to his glory. And no matter what else happens in this temporal world, no matter who says I'm in charge, no matter what comes our way, we have hope and we have life. Return to the Lord your God, who is gracious. There is none other. Amen.